Recently, I was asked, will AI always be biased? And I think that's a really interesting question. Now, to answer that, we have to define what is biased and also how does an AI work. But also, I want to compare the word biased to the word individualized, because I think that individual AIs are the future of AI. So let's start with what is biased. Usually, that is a perspective on information. The information itself is often neutral and doesn't have a value, but depending on the situation, depending on who is saying what and the relation between these people, information can become biased just by that relation. I want to give you an example for that. Let's say you go out to eat something with your wife and you would say, "Honey, what do you want to eat?" That is okay, that is positive, it's even lovely. Now, if the waiter comes over and says to your wife, "Honey, what do you want to eat?" In a lot of situations, that might be strange, it might be offensive, right? In some cultures, it's okay, in some situations, it's okay. Now, if the boss of your wife would say, "Honey, what do you want to eat?" That probably is offensive and might even lead to losing the job of your boss because it's just that offensive. Now, of course, in that situation, still there might be different degrees of offensiveness. For example, if the boss of your wife is a man, it's probably more offensive than when it is a woman saying to another woman, "Honey, what do you want to eat?" That might be considered more playful. So there's a lot of very small details in there in the relation on how people interact with each other. To add one more element here, if you say to your wife, "Honey, what do you want to eat?" that is more okay than when your child says to the mother, which is your wife, "Honey, what do you want to eat?" Because usually a child doesn't call the mother honey. You do, but the child doesn't do. So there are very fine details in here, and we expect the AI to understand these fine details of culture, because sometimes even the smallest things can be considered offensive. Now, the AI handles data in a neutral way. The AI doesn't understand data, it doesn't care for the data, it only cares for the weights inside of the data and how we expect the AI to handle this data. So AI becomes biased by the information we put into the AI to train it, but also the way we affirm the output of the AI, where we prefer certain outputs and don't prefer other outputs. So over time, the AI learns also to prefer these outputs, and that can be seen as bias because suddenly people who are, for example, from minorities feel less represented. And that, of course, is biased, but it is only biased in a neutral general AI that is used by millions of people out there because they all want to be equally represented. And it is absolutely okay. This is absolutely how it should happen for an AI that is meant for everybody. And these AIs will be out there, for example, for public services, for machines that interact with us when we want to buy a ticket, when we go to the hospital, stuff like that. Now, in most other cases, I think AI will be individualized. And now we have to ask ourselves, what does that mean? What is an individual? How do we as people work? How does our culture and surrounding work? For example, when you look around in your room right now, is it indiscriminately filled with all kinds of things from all kinds of backgrounds, or is it filled with only the stuff that you like? Now, of course, you could ask yourself, why aren't certain things not represented in my room? Is that biased? Am I biased against anything, or is this just the things that I prefer? This is the furniture I like, this is the fashion I like, this is the food I like, this is the entertainment I like. I can't like everything the same way because this is who I am. This is how I define myself. We ourselves as people define us by the things we like, and then because of that also passively or sometimes actively by the things we don't like. For example, you like a certain type of music, but you dislike a certain type of music. So when people invite you to a concert, you might say, no, sorry, I just don't like that music. That isn't offensive. It isn't biased. It is just your taste. You don't like that kind of thing. The same goes, for example, for things that you experience as beautiful. For example, how a person looks, how the fashion is, how a person handles herself, how food is presented to you, things like that. Some you like, some you don't like, just because that is who you are. It's not in a bad way. It's just that you say, well, I kind of like that. This is what I enjoy. And it wouldn't necessarily make sense for an AI that is trained specifically on you, specifically to interact with you, to present you with every kind of opinion, with every kind of style and taste and background, if you like it or not. And you would have to define every single time you interact with the AI what you like, so the AI understands that. Because this is what you need to do with a general AI that is trained to be neutral to everybody. If you say, give me something nice to eat, you would always have to define what is that nice thing to eat. Of course, you don't want to do that. Like, for example, when you're at home, when you're with your friends, or when you go to your favorite bar and you say, hey, give me the usual. If the bar would be neutral to you and everybody else, there would be no give me the usual. You always would have to define what that is and how specifically you like that. And of course, that doesn't make sense if the AI is trained on you. And it will be trained on you because we prefer things that are similar to ourselves. And a good example for this is social media as it works today. Now the UI, the interface of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all these pages is the same for everybody. And it tries to be neutral and it tries to be non-biased and address you in the most neutral way so everybody can use these interfaces in the same way and enjoy them. But the content that is presented to you is individualized. There we have algorithms that learn over time what you prefer, what you like to see, your opinions, your background, to give you the information to show you the kind of entertainment, the kind of things that you like. You go to a store like Amazon, it shows you the things you are likely to buy. You go to YouTube, it shows you the things you're likely to watch. That makes a lot of sense. It wouldn't make much sense to go to YouTube and it shows you indiscriminately everything that's out there, no matter if you like it or not. Would be super confusing and you would have to search every single time for the things you actually want to see. So YouTube opens up and it shows you the things you prefer. But at the same time, it doesn't show you all the other things. Now, this could be seen as preferential. This could be seen as biased. This could be seen as it is hiding stuff from you, but it is hiding stuff from you because you are simply not interested in these things. And I think there is a very interesting point in the differentiation between a general AI being biased, but it should be neutral, and the individual AI, that it's individualized, and that could be understood as biased, but actually what it does is following your preferences and interacting with you in the way you like. And that makes a lot more sense. We also have to take into account at that moment that a lot of things that are offensive in one culture are kind and good in the other culture. For example, when you have two very, very similar cultures, Austria and Germany, they have the same language, they have a lot of the same history, they are next to each other, they have been parts of each other over time. So there's a lot of things that are very similar. But still, if you go as a German to Austria or as an Austrian to Germany, you will experience that the cultures are very different. For example, in Germany, we kind of expect for people to say their opinion outright because for us it feels just normal and logical and useful. We don't want people to dance around a subject because that would feel like they have to hide something from us. It would feel unhonest. if you know what I mean. But in Austria, it's the other way around. If you go to a person and say to that person exactly what you think, that is offensive. It's too much in the face. You have to dance around the topic and not approach it directly. So you can see how in one culture something is defined as kind and good, and in the other culture the exact same act is defined as offensive and too forward. I want to give you another example. In America, it's often the case that people say, hey, we should meet for a drink. But this is just a thing you say. You don't necessarily mean that. It's just a kindness. Now in Germany, if you would do the same thing, you say to someone, hey, we should meet for a drink, but you don't mean it, that would be seen as deceitful and unhonest. So you wouldn't do that. So again, it's the exact same thing, but it is experienced in the opposite way. And for an AI, these cultural things, if you think about creating AIs that are integrated in our daily lives, and this is what they will be, because like smartphones, like social media, they're going to merge into our daily lives, into our daily habits. It is important from the AI, because it interacts with you in a smart way, that it understands these differences and is individualized to you, to your culture, to your background, and handles situation in the way that you expect it to be handled, not in a general way. Because that would be kind of strange, and it would be also kind of alienating in that situation, right? Again, think about how Facebook, Instagram, YouTube presents information to you. The interface is the same, the information is specialized for you. It would be highly strange and alienating if YouTube would show you everything without any kind of filter, without any kind of individualization. You would stop to go to that page after some time because you would not find the content you like. You go there because it presents you every time with the content you like. So I think in a general AI, there is a very good reason to bring the bias out of it and make it neutral. But in an individual AI, it is very much needed that it is learning from us what we like, who we are, and interacts with us on a very personal level, even though that is, in a general AI, would be perceived as biased, but not in an individual AI. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to my podcast and see you soon. Bye.